It's 97.7 ACKFM, and on the line with me right now from sunny California is artist extraordinaire Donna Isham. Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
I'm very good. Did I pronounce your name correctly, by the way?
You absolutely pronounced it perfectly.
Okay, great, great. You've got a show here at the Hostetler Gallery starting in a couple of days. It is called She Undaunted, running through to the 7th of September. And tell the folks listening here in Nantucket this morning a little bit about what they can see at the gallery.
Great. Thanks. I have a number of pieces there, both from my figurative work and abstract work. Basically, the definition of undaunted is to not be intimidated or discouraged by difficulty, danger, or disappointment. And quite frankly, in these times today, it couldn't be more challenging and more appropriate. So these works, and all of my works basically, have been interested in exploring the female form and female empowerment, as well as the complex emotions and humanistic qualities that we all share, and I use in my abstract work. So I wanted to celebrate the resiliency, the strength, the courage, and compassion of humanity in these works as well as my others. So that's what I hope that people will find.
Oh, terrific. Donna, you know, in your bio here that I'm looking at, it says that you're drawing from, you know, a lot of experience that you have in the world of fashion and entertainment. Can you expand on that a little bit for us?
Absolutely. I've had several different careers, and I was in the film business as a costume designer and a stylist for many, many years, and was also am also an executive director of a music company, and I'm also a film producer. So when you start to tie in clothing and fashion and color and texture, I pull on those references as well as lots of the canon of historical references artistically. That helped me communicate. And I'd always been drawn to the effects that that would create and the combinations thereof.
Now, I also understand that philanthropy is very important to you.
Yes, it is.
And tell the folks here in Nantucket, because, you know, I mean, as you know, Nantucket is just renowned worldwide for their philanthropy. Tell the folks here about some of the things that mean a lot to you and that you're involved with.
Okay, great. I'm the president of Artists for Human Rights, which is an NGO that promotes human rights and really what that means, the dignity based on the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, as well as a number of other nonprofit organizations that contribute to the benefit of children in hospitals. I've just done a nonprofit a campaign that is helping children that can't, with due to COVID and other unique situations, aren't stuck in hospitals. So I've done a tutorial that shows somebody how to paint. I think that art can uplift a society, and it can focus on what one needs to look at and raise them up, and so that they can rise above whatever they're in the midst of. And so that's why I believe in art, and that's why I'm a painter.
Did you know from a young age that you were an artist?
From the time I was a wee tyke, I thought everybody knew how to draw and paint, because that's what I did as a child at all times. And it was only later what I realized that, you know, people would say, "Oh, how did you do that?" And I'd go, "I don't know. Don't you do that?" Like, it never occurred to me that nobody, that others didn't, because I had such a fascination with colors and their interaction, and going to museums and seeing paintings and drawing. You know, that was what I've always loved.
Have you retained that sense of wonder about it, or has it become a little bit more difficult as the years have gone by?
You know, it's actually worked exactly in the reverse. I've actually gotten more and more interested as I've gotten older. There was a point when I felt that it wasn't all of that significant. And now I truly believe that artists that we're in a situation where what we need is compassion, that what we need is inspiration. And what we need is people that help, whether it's musicians or fine artists or filmmakers, to create that sense of wonderment and future.
I think that's absolutely correct, and now, as you say, more important than ever. I'm reminded of the quote from Churchill during the Second World War. I can't remember it exactly, but it had to do with, you know, one of the people approached him and said, you know, why don't we direct more of our energies towards, you know, not protecting these museums and the arts, but towards other things. And he just said, well, what are we fighting for if we're not protecting the arts?
Ah, that's beautiful. I got chills.
Yeah. You know? So it's going to be so wonderful to see your work. Now, because of the virus, COVID-19, you're not going to be able to travel this time around. But as soon as things get a little bit better, we hope to see you down here on Nantucket.
Absolutely. As soon as things free up, I definitely hope to be there in person and see the beauty again of how gorgeous and timeless Nantucket is and to meet all those wonderful people.
The show is called She Undaunted, running July 17th through to the 7th of September. It's Donna Isham on the line here with us. Thanks for spending a few minutes. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.